I had Monica Hansen here. What a freaking gem this woman is. She's the founder and host of Graceful Warrior podcast, and she really loves to talk about the full armor of God and who God is in our life. And she's one of the top 100 Christian podcasts to listen to. So you really need to listen. I really love this conversation about God and how he shows up and how he shows you who he is. And she was an army vet. Okay. And she was deployed 4 times. And we talk about how that has, aligned with her faith. And how is it being in a marriage where your spouse is not a believer? And what does that look like? And all that great stuff. It was just such a great conversation. If you're somebody who is a believer or love conversations of authenticity, this is the one for you. You're going to love it. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am so excited you're here because you're always amazing. And I love you guys so freaking much. So today I have an amazing guest with you. It is Monica Hansen. She is the founder and the host of Graceful Warrior Podcast. This is where she guides listeners on how to put on their full armor of God in their everyday life. And y'all know me. I love me some God, okay? We have to have her on here because she is amazing. I was on her podcast. We had so much fun. Okay, now she is one of the top 100 podcasts on Good Pods. Monica is also a newly published author, Captured by His Heart. It's a poetic journey of discovering God's unwavering love. So y'all better pick it up, okay? Mm-hmm. Beyond her devotion of faith, Monica is a proud U.S. Army veteran and had four deployments under her belt. Okay, oh my goodness. All right, so now she is retired in the beautiful mountains of Idaho. And you know, I really enjoyed speaking with her when I was on her podcast. So I said, you want to come on my podcast? She said, all right, Nina, I'll do it for you. So Monica, welcome. How are you?
Nina, I am doing so good. I love watching your podcast. You know what? It's no sugar ad, but it's got a lot of spice.
Yeah. Thank you. That's right. It is so good to have you. I mean, we really jived last time when we met on your podcast, and it was so much fun. And I was like, I cannot wait. So I saw your name pop up on my schedule. I'm like, Monica's here today. Yes. All right.
Yes. Let's do it.
Plus, I love me some army people because my husband is also an army vet.
Army dogs. So
I love it. Love it. So Monica, I always start the show the same way. And it's always with the question that I'm always curious about, which is, who are you? Like, who are you, Monica?
Oh, I am. You know what? My military background comes into play. Usually when I'm out in public, it's that, let me put the walls up. You're weird. Okay, you may be safe.
Yes.
You're
my
funny.
Husband is the you? Same. My husband is the same.
Girl, it's just an army thing. And then, but when I'm inside my house, I am like all girl. I mean, it's like, honey, I think I broke a nail.
I love
and
that.
Like, are you serious? Oh my gosh. What happened to the girl? The girl I know. And I'm like, sorry. The girly girl came out at home.
Right. That is so cute. I love
but
it.
I love to laugh in life. You know, it's laughter and music calms the beast.
Yeah.
And that's me. I love laughter. I love having a good time. So that is Monica. You hang with me. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Let's laugh. Let's joke. And don't take it personal.
Oh, my God. I love that. And, you know, one of the things, well, like we were talking when we were at your show was talking. I remember you talking about the full armor of God, right? We're talking about Christianity. We're talking about, you know, faith. And I know that you emphasize that significance of like putting on the full armor of God, right?
Right.
So what's like one real life scenario where this spiritual armor made all the difference for you? What was that moment or time or place in your life where you had to literally put on that armor of God?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, I mean, there's so many different episodes in my life where I've recognized it. But to go back to like why I recognized it, I had to look at the fact that when I started, I had a guest that emailed me and she was like, Monica, will you talk about the armor of God on your show? I know it, but I don't get it. So I was like, sure. So I go into this deep dive and take it one piece at a time for every week. Mm-hmm. And as I looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh, I started looking at my military gear and what our helmet, when we put on, when we go out to battle, we go to the range, wherever we are, we're wearing that helmet. And I started noticing the similarities and how God was showing me, this is the importance of it. You understand the importance of that helmet when we're out in a war. And I was like, well, yeah. And then when we started looking at the flak vest, it's called FLAK. It's a flak vest where it's armor piercing, supposed to be, you know, in so many ways. And so I started looking at that as far as the breastplate of righteousness. Mm. And the Lord started showing me the similarities. And so I was like, okay, boom, light bulb goes on. I understand the armor of God now. And so now looking at it in my life, I look at it for me, big time, every day, every morning I get up, I've got to make sure that I spend time in God's word and put that armor on. Because one, number one for me in my own personal life, my husband isn't a Christian yet. And so the attacks can come from anywhere, mm-hmm. from your friends, from your loved ones, from your spouse, your children. It doesn't matter where it's going to come from. The enemy goes, all right, the Christian is up. Let's get her or mm-hmm. let's get him. Mm-hmm. So it's putting it on and going, no, I'm not going to let the attacks, the arrows that come at me, whether it's my children, my spouse, my friends, in situations that I find myself in my day, come and attack me. They're going to come no matter, you know, arrows by day, those flaming arrows at night. And so it's grabbing the word of God and going, no, what does the word of God say about this situation? How should I react in this situation? Should I swing and chop the enemy's head off? Or should I rebuke it and say, no, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, that I can mm-hmm. do these things. Mm-hmm. And nothing you say, enemy, is going to stop me from accomplishing this, you know, in life. And so that's how I've learned and applied it to my life every morning with family. And it's sometimes you put your guard down. Sometimes yeah. it does yeah. happen. But that's okay. It's recognizing, oh man, I just messed up. Get up, dust myself off. Lord, help me do this right. Help me to mm-hmm. retrace my steps and come out with either the apology that I owe that person, or maybe come back and say, you know, I was wrong in this answer. This is what God says in his word. And so that's how I've learned.
Has it been, I'm just very curious. Can we get a little personal? Is that okay?
Yeah,
I don't want to dig in too much because my brain just goes ding, 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 ding. Like all the curiosity comes out. I'm just wondering, like being unequally yoked like that, right? Has it been a challenge in the marriage? Has it been a challenge for you in your Christian walk? Because I know when I first started to get into the word, my husband was kind of hesitant, like, oh, I don't know what you're doing, right? Yeah. And then he kind of went on board and now he's a Christian too, but it took some time.
Wow.
And I'm just wondering how you are navigating that. How does that, how do you, you know, how do you maintain your faith in that? Like, because I'm sure there's probably people listening because I have a lot of believers who listen. I have a lot of believers who do listen. And I know that a lot of them struggle with this piece. So I'm just wondering how you can help them kind of navigate that piece.
Well, good question, Nina. I came into the marriage not saved, not a Christian. I believed in God. I was raised in a Christian home. But when I joined the military, I ran. The way I grew up was so strict. It was like you couldn't even watch Star Wars because there's no such thing as force.
Right.
And so I was raised very strict. So when I ran from God, I thought I could run far and hard. And, but we know you can't run from God.
We do try.
So, you know, and so my kids, when I married my husband, he's my second husband. So when I married him, I did the thing of taking them to church to get my mother off my back. Mm-hmm. There, mom, I took him to church, leave me alone, you know, but on the weekends I was partying it up with my husband. I was drinking, getting drunk, everything. And then it came to like in my late 40s. So don't ask me how old I am now. So I was in my late 40s. I started feeling the guilt and the burden of my life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I finally took it to the Lord and everything. And then my husband started noticing things and he was like, "You're religious, aren't you?" And I was like, "No, I'm not religious. That's one of my hateful pet peeves right there." And it was only because I look at religion as man controlling the masses.
Okay.
And so I was like, "No, I am now free from all of my sin, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life." And so I looked at that as like, I am free. My chains, of everything, my past is gone. And so for a while it causes some stress, mm-hmm. but I look at it. I mean, there's been times where my husband has said, "You know what? Your religion or whatever you want to call it is going to be like the divorce of us." And I'll look up at him. And of course, the Monica wants to come out. The soldier, the sergeant wants to come out.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah. And I look up at him and all of a sudden the word of God says to not be afraid of what you will say in those times in life, because the Holy Spirit will give it to you in that hour of need. And I looked up at him. Girl, I don't even know where this is in the Bible when I said it. I know now. But I looked up at him and I said, "Do you want to leave me because of my faith?" And he stopped and he looked at me and goes, "Well, no." And I said, "So you want to stay with me?" "Well, yeah." And I said, "Okay, well, the word of God tells me that if the non-believer wants to go, let them go. But if they want to stay, let them stay." And I said, and my promise and my covenant between you and God says not to divorce you or leave you unless the word of God tells me to, which is if you're unfaithful and you can't catch me and I'm unfaithful, then we broke covenant."
Right.
And he's looked at me and went, "I'm gonna go have coffee," you know, and
that's good. You stood your ground in your faith without having to bend for his unbelief.
Yeah.
That's really strong. That's really powerful, right? Because, you know, like when my kids went through the season of not believing, right? Mm-hmm. And they would come to me like, "Mom, just don't talk to me about the God stuff, blah, blah, blah," that kind of stuff, right? Man, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, that's a part of me that's in me. He lives through me. Like, that's who I am. And so I'm your mother for life, whether you like it or not. Oopsie, sorry." You know, like, it's just what it is. And they used to get so mad. And I'm like, "Every time you talk to me, I am going to talk to you about God." I said, "And that's okay if you don't like it, but you're my son and you have to listen." Like, that's how I speak. I mean, it's just how it is. So
I have learned, even with my husband, there was times when I first got saved. And, you know, when you become a Christian, you get all excited. You want to tell everybody and I was that way for a while. I was shoving it in his face. Mm-hmm, but then God dealt with me. Mm-hmm. Now when he says things, you know, talks about things or whatever, and a scripture will come up in my mind, instead of saying, "You know what? The word of God says this," and I preach at him, I'll talk about it with him. And then I'll go, "Well, yeah, you know, look how prideful this guy is on TV and he's going to fall. Pride comes before the fall." Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And watch, he'll fall. And so I'm using the scripture in it, but I'm not slamming him with it. So that way he could see the scripture come alive and what I just said, because the word of God is truth. It will never fail.
That's right.
And so that's how they see it. And there's times where he'll come to me and he goes, "I know that you slipped scripture in there without preaching it at me." And I'm like, "You know, you're hearing it. I'm not slamming it down your throat." And it works.
Right. And listen, if it's a part of you, it can't be denied. I mean, and when you're a real believer in trust in God, it just is. I mean, it just is. Yeah. It's just a part of you. I was wondering, like, as you know, because you've been deployed so many times and you know, have been in the military for, I'm just wondering, how did that experience shape your perspective on God, on faith, all of that? Were you in faith at those times or not? Mm-hmm.
No,
no, you weren't. Now looking back, do you see God's hand in any of it, or do you see?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Big time. Like, When I left and went in the military, I honestly looked up and I said, God, you stay here with my family, because what you have, that's not love. That's control. Because I looked at my parents as the example.
Right. Right.
And I joined the military, and there were times where, case in point, we went to Dahran in Iraq, Saudi. We came back into Saudi for a break, for the showers, for the morale calls back home and all that. That's when you called the operator, you know, and asked to get connected to the States, yeah. You know, all of that. And we went over there for showers and let them do everything. I was a sergeant at the time. We went over and did that, came back. And as we left Dahran barracks, a Scud missile had hit the barracks. And when I got back to my unit, everybody's freaking out. You know, our soldiers were okay and everything. And when we got back, they're like, Sergeant Gonzalez, do you know what happened? I was like, no. You know, all I know is that I got my soldiers back. We got hit. And then when everything settles down, your nerves calm down and everything, you sit there and you go, I shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just like I was telling somebody on my podcast the other day, is we were talking about prodigals, and I was prodigal during that time.
Mm-hmm.
As a prodigal, you sit there and you go, I know I am here because the prayers of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dust settles and everything, we do sit there and go, I know I made it by God's hand. Mm-hmm. I know there's a God, you know. And so each thing that happened in my deployments, I would look back and I would go, yeah, I know. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't mm-hmm. be here on straight.
What a gracious and merciful God, huh?
Very much.
Especially you know? When you stay here, I don't want you to come with me. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go with you anyway.
Exactly.
You know, like you do not know what you're saying. It is just so beautiful when I think about all the stuff in my life too. And I look back and go, wow, I thought you left me and abandoned me. And then I realized how much you saved me. It's just such a beautiful thing, right? So beautiful. So is that what led you to write your book of poetry? What tell me about that.
Oh my God, girl. Okay. Okay. So when I became a Christian, gave my life to the Lord, I thought that that's all that would happen. All right. Now you got to read your Bible. You got to figure out what that means. You got to start praying. You got to start going to church. I was starting to gradually grow into that because I wasn't going to go just step right into it, mm-hmm. you know, and because I still had my walls up. And so the next couple of weeks, it was really weird. From the next couple of weeks for the next 5 years, I started getting these downloads. Like I'd be washing dishes, cleaning house, waking up 2:00 in the morning, and I would start getting these downloads, and I was like, what is this? And I would grab pen and paper. I mean, I still have, I'll look at them from time to time. I'll grab them and go, oh my gosh, this is a bill from 2017. And I would grab it and start writing what I heard in my heart. And I would write it all down, and I'd be reading it afterwards, tears just coming down. I was like, I don't even know what this means.
Right. You're just crying, but you don't even know it. I so get that. Get that.
And so they would come at all hours of the day and night. And so I would write, read them, throw them in my desk and going, I don't know what this means. I had about 20 something of them collected. And then next thing you know, spring of last year, the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and was like, it's time to publish this. And I went, wait, stop. Nope. Who's going to read this? And it's poetry. God gave me poetry. And I was like, who reads poetry these days? That's old school now. And I was like, and how do I know if this is even good?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And the Lord had said, who wrote these? You did. You know, and I was like, I don't even know what they mean. How am I supposed to tell people what they mean? He's like, leave it to me. I don't even know where to go to publish this book, to get an editor.
Tons of excuses, Monica. Tons of excuses.
I mean, I gave him everything. And it was just like, trust me. Trust me. Yep. And you know, Nina, as a host, you get everybody that comes on here and they want to push their content out there, rightly so, when you come on a podcast. And I had so many guests that would come on. They would talk about their content, their books, their whatever they're doing. And I never felt God telling me to share where I was in my situation. And then this guest came on. We did our episode. We hit stop. We went to the background. We're talking everything. She's telling me about what she's doing in life. And I said, you know, and it just bleh, came out. I've got these writings. I don't know where to go. I don't know this. And she's like, Monica, she goes, oh my gosh, I have been praying for about a month because I felt like God was telling me to go into a writer's coach. And I said, fine, if that's what I'm supposed to do, you have to bring me the people. And here you are asking me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Right. And she's like, I've got an editor. I know all the ins and outs. I've done my book. Girl, she was like, here's how you got to go to get an ISBN. Here's this, here's that. Here's a Christian editor. Mm-hmm. Took my book to the Christian editor. And I said this to God, and I did not tell the editor this. I said, fine, Lord, if this is what you want to do, then when I give this manuscript to my editor, don't let not one word be changed, because they're your words and they're supposed to be perfect, right? You know, and I said, I will only allow this. When she reads that, I know that my punctuation, maybe, or my commas, you know, all that capitalization, all of that could be looked at. So mm-hmm. I'll allow that. I was putting my fleece out, my Gideon fleece out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. I just spoke to God about the Gideon fleece last night. Okay. Oh. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
You just okay, chills.
So
go ahead.
I put that fleece out and I was like, that is my one thing that I, you know, God says to test him. And so I put that out there and I said, wow. But no, not one word in these poems should be touched because they're yeah. your words. I sent it to her. She's like, okay, these are my fees per page or per word. What do you want to do? Da, 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 da. She goes, this is my standard price. And I think it was like, $1,000, $1,200 to do all of it.
Right.
And for that time it was great. And so she comes back and she's like, can I call you? It was like 3-4 days later. I said, sure. I was like, here we go. This is awful. It's not worthy to be printed. Here we go. She calls me up and she says, okay, first of all, this is great. And she's like, but I cannot charge you what I was going to originally charge you, the $1,200. And I was like, ugh, is it more?
Like, oh no, she's gonna up my price. Yeah.
You got a lot of work, girl. And she's like, no. She's like, I'm only gonna charge you $350.
Wow.
And she goes, and the thing about your work is I cannot touch one word in your book. I said, what do you mean? And she goes, if I touch one word in your book, it will change the meaning of what you are saying here because I've tried it. And she goes, you have a lot of punctuation issues. Girl, I started crying and I said, can I tell you something? And she said, cool. And I told her and she goes, God wants this book out. Let's get it done. And we got it out in 3 months. After the hardest part for me was actually writing my introduction in there and telling the story of how this book came about. It's easy now because you got to memorize, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how Captured by His Heart came to be.
That's so cool. That's
and this
cool
is really weird.
Story.
Is that this picture, how the image came about, I went to a buddy of mine. I was like, I want to do this cover. But I can't find anybody to do the cover. And he goes, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I want like a woman sending my broken heart up to God's hand and say, here's my broken heart. And he goes, oh, I could see that. And I went to Fiverr to go say, somebody build my cover. I came back with so many different things from artists on there. I was like, no, no, no.
Right.
And my best friend, he was like, I see perfectly what you want. He came up with that image, didn't charge me anything. And so it was all the hand of God that came up with the title, the image, and all of the poetry.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is, The best way you could describe this book is, of all the questions that we have in life, is there a God? Why do you love me? What's heaven like? Let's go to battle. What does that look like? What does spiritual warfare look like?
Yeah.
You know, all of those. I see that you are real by looking out here in nature. And it's all of those poems and how he healed me with, these are all the questions that we ask in life.
Yeah.
And he answered me throughout life. And yeah, so beautiful. That's what this captured by his heart. That's how he captured my heart.
Wow.
And that's how I know he's real.
That's such a great story.
That is.
I
oh
love that
God.
So much, because you actually are speaking to me, because last night I put my head down to sleep and I was praying and boop, pops up a download. And I'm like, that's brilliant. So I just got out my pad and I got out my pen because I've been thinking of, you know, because I've been taking my coaching business and really putting God in the CEO seat instead of me being the CEO making him the lead. And so now he's giving me like these amazing ideas. And I'm just like, wow. And I said, okay, God, if that's you, this is where you come in.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put the Gideon fleece out. You know, I said, I don't want to test you, God. It's not about testing. I need to test myself. I have to learn to trust more. You know,
So
I put the Gideon, and then you mentioned the freaking Gideon fleece. It's like you're the answer to the Gideon fleece, because I said, you know, is this what you're telling me? What? Oh, man. See, now
that's your answer. Woo! He saw
you.
Oh,
I'm so excited. Now I'm so excited because this is it's a big project that he's giving me, but it's something that I know I now have to do. So now I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. That was a gift.
Yes.
You didn't even know that you were going to give me that gift, but I received it.
See, that's what it is. God knows. Those are word
he really
of knowledge.
Does. Yeah, he's
word
so good.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
So tell me about your podcast as well, because I want people to know about your podcast and what you do there.
Oh my goodness. We have a ball just like on yours. It's called the Graceful Warrior Podcast. And what we do is we bring guests that come on that talk about just the trials and lives that they go through, whether it was with God or not. Because we have had non-Christians come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people that have come on and says, I was a Christian, Monica, but I've walked away from it. I was like, that's okay. We still love you. You know, come share what's going on in life with you. And they come on and they tell their stories of what's going on in life and how God has helped them in their life with the armor of God. We recognize, that's where you put on the helmet of salvation. Yes, I found out that the helmet helped me with my salvation because the enemy was coming after me. And oh my gosh, Monica. So we talk about that.
I love it.
And then on Saturdays, it's just me and a Bible study. And the Lord has just been
on the podcast.
Yes, we're switching
so nice.
Gears. Yeah, we started out with just Bible studies, and then it was like the Lord brought in guests twice a week, and then on Saturday I'm just releasing episodes. We're getting ready to do spiritual warfare, what discipleship really means, and do all of that. So we just released an episode today, matter of fact, with a guest that has talked about prodigals. And she had raised her kids in the Christian home. And then next thing you know, the kids go out and she gets a phone call from her son and says, hey, mom, dad, I'm now transgender.
Mm.
And she goes through all of that, the pain, the hurt, the shame, the guilt, the blame.
Yeah.
And then she realizes, wait a minute, that's not me. He has free will. And so we do a lot of that and we just have fun like you do.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. Podcasting is probably one of the best gifts God gave me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I meet people like you. I'm growing the channel. It's growing really nicely. I speak to a lot of leaders and CEOs and solopreneurs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love when we can just be authentically us and connect in that way. So
yeah.
I love that you're taking it in that faith angle, right? Your Christian faith and what that means, and then having people come on here. I mean, because me and you had a great conversation on who I am and what my life is, but we also touched on what God has done and who he is in our life and how he helps us face those battles and all that stuff, man.
Oh,
so good. It's so good. I'm so grateful for you to be on my podcast, to grace us with your amazing stories, and for confirming the Gideon blanket for me. That is going to stick with me now forever.
I'm excited to see what you do now. That's got me curious too now.
Yes, I don't want to mention it yet because I just got the download last night, but I am going to be building this amazingness. So I'm excited now.
Good for you.
I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you. So, Monica, tell people how they can get your book, where they can go listen to your podcast, where they can follow you, things like that.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. So you can follow me anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. We're putting videos out there. We know Spotify is now releasing the video concept. So we're doing that for the podcasting. You can also follow us on Facebook.com/Graceful Warrior, the number 8. And 8 is completion. New beginnings.
I was going to say that. It is completion.
Yep. So there we go. And then my book, you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play. I believe we're uploaded on Audible. We're getting ready to still try. We're fighting the battle of getting it on Apple Play. So it's all there. Hey. Grab a copy and let me know. Just give me a review and let me know what you think.
And the book is called Captured by His Heart, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the podcast is Graceful Warrior Podcast.
Amen.
Right? Yes.
Thank you
so much for hanging out with me today on Straight Talk, because I love talking about faith and God and what he's done and who he is and what he does in our life. That stuff to me is like gold, because it's just such a confirmation of our God and the realness of who he is and the compassion of that he has on our life, right? So good. Yes. Thank you for being here and sharing that. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Nina.
Thank you. So good. Guys, thank you for hanging out with me and Monica. I'm going to make sure to list all of her information below. I want to make sure that you get her book and contact her on her socials and, you know, follow her everywhere she is, and make sure you listen to that podcast, all of that great stuff, because when you have an amazing human being who is out here just really doing what God has called them to do, you need to also step up and support that person. So I love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.